Ad targeting is nothing new in the commercial world, but technology is making it possible in the political realm, and there's a new endeavor using precisely targeted crowdsourcing and matching to make money a real weapon against money in politics. Steve Hilton is a successful political consultant in Britain and a professor at Stanford. He's also the CEO and co-founder of CrowdPack, which matches donor interests with candidates who will represent those interests in office. Hilton says small money and technology can beat the Koch brothers, George Soros, and other big billionaires who have all kinds of inside information, beat them at their own game.
The thing that's at the heart of our system is the research that we've carried out over the last 6 years or so, which has established that if you want to understand how a politician will behave in office, the best signal of that, the best thing you can look at, is their campaign contributions. It's the most powerful predictor of their behavior in office. And so what we've done at CrowdPack is to take all the campaign contributions records going back decades, analyze them, and turn that into a system for giving objective scores for candidates who are running for office so that we can tell where they are on a liberal to conservative spectrum and where they stand on the issues. And that scoring system we use to give people simple tools that they can then use to get involved in politics, whether that is figuring out who they should vote for when it comes to election time, or more relevantly in terms of this conversation about money in politics, what we can do is to show you, depending on whatever issue you care about or the things in politics that matter to you, we can show you which candidates you might want to donate to. And the reason that that's important is because what we're saying here at CrowdPack is that while there are lots of interesting efforts and attempts being made to reform the campaign finance system and the political system overall, here's something that we can do today within the system that we have that is a practical way of fighting the stranglehold of big money donors and special interests on the political system, not by reducing the amount of big money in politics, but by increasing the amount of small money.
And it's well-targeted small money. That's really the distinguishing feature here. Do you mistrust completely the party system in that it anoints bosses, it anoints campaigns with momentum, but it might do it not on the basis of the kinds of considerations that people who use your service would use to evaluate candidates?
I think actually it's not so much the party system that's the problem. It's the system that's developing outside of the parties, where you have individuals or those with a particular axe to grind who are putting so much money into politics and having such a big influence without even the accountability that you get from the formal party system. And I think that's the phenomenon that people are concerned about, the idea that anyone with money can come in and literally buy their a stake in the democratic process. That's just doesn't feel right in terms of people's understanding of how the system should work. The other thing I would say about the party system is that, and this is a phenomenon actually not just in the US, but I think in other democracies too, is that increasingly voters are looking for candidates that don't necessarily match the narrow traditional confines of the two-party system that you see in many countries. They have a set of views about issues that may be more complex. They may be liberal on some issues and conservative on others. And I think one other aspect of what we're doing at CrowdPack that I would love to see happen is that it becomes a platform for newer and more independent, either literally independent or independent-minded candidates to be able to run for office without actually being part of the one or other of the two main parties, because they don't particularly fit that mold. They can use CrowdPack to raise money and mobilize supporters and win votes and be elected in that way. And I think that would be a really refreshing change, because I think people are looking for something different.
Part of this is about efficiency, of making sure that money gets to candidates. They represent specific issues that are meaningful in this particular election and in a particular district, and matching those candidates with people who definitely want to give to those causes. Do you see money just being sloshed around in the campaign on issues that actually aren't even going to matter in 2014?
I think that the difference is that up till now, people have felt constrained from giving to candidates because they don't really know where the candidate stands. So let's say there's an issue that you particularly care about. You don't, as a regular member of the public, it's very hard to really understand where your donation can be effective. So I think that you're right, the targeting of the money is the crucial thing. But I think that people do have a strong sense of the issues that they care about and the outcomes they want to see. But they haven't had the information about where they can be effective and where they can put their money in order to really have an influence. Now, all that information up till now has been in the hands of the insiders, the people who work for the super PACs and the big donors and the special interest groups in particularly in Washington D.C. They understand which races to get involved in, which candidates to get behind, and they're very targeted. And what we are trying to do is put all of that information and those simple tools in the hands of everyone.
Finally, is this something that you want someone like Sheldon Adelson to use to make sure he's getting the most for his millions of dollars that he pours into a campaign? Or would you much rather have this being used by small donors, young people who don't have a lot to spend but definitely want to get the most bang for their buck?
Yeah, we've definitely built it for the small donors. That's our motivation. We're very strictly non-partisan, and we don't take a position on any issue except this one, the state of our democracy. We feel very strongly that the big donors, like Adelson, like the Koch brothers, but also let's remember on the left as well, like Tom Steyer and George Soros. We don't think that a liberal billionaire throwing their money around and getting the outcomes they want is any better than a conservative one doing it. But the reason that we've built this company and want to see it succeed is because we actually do want to give politics back to people. We want to take the power that the big donors have accumulated out of their hands and put it back where it belongs, which is in the hands of the people.
It's a business model with political goals. Steve Hilton is CEO and co-founder of CrowdPAC, visiting professor at Stanford. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So what issues are you willing to put your money behind and why? From Cambridge, Massachusetts, I will donate. My issues are education, environment, healthcare reform, campaign finance reform. From Cocoa, Florida, I will not be donating this election, but if I were to donate, I'd back a candidate who takes a strong stance toward fighting climate change. This issue is underaddressed, and living in Florida, I can't think of a more important one. And this comment from Beltsville, Maryland, the only organization I donate to is public radio because I believe information is the most important commodity and can cause the most change and growth in a society. What's public radio running for again? Our number is 8778-MY-TAKE. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.